Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Kaku, Professor Michio Kaku. I'm a professor of physics at the City College and the City University of New York. And this is Science Fantastic. That's right. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science that are going to touch our lives and change the way we see the universe. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment. Make that question. And perhaps your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And just remember, no science question is too dumb or too stupid to put on radio. Chances are, if you have that question, chances are hundreds of other people have the identical same question. In fact, years ago, there was a gentleman who when he was 23 years old, asked himself a children's question. He said, when he looked at the moon, he asked himself a simple question. Does the moon fall? Apples fall. Does the moon also fall? Such a stupid question. Well, it took him years to find the answer to that, but when he did, he changed the course of human history. That man's name was Isaac Newton. And he found out that, yes, apples fall, and the moon falls in exactly the same way. The moon is in free fall around the planet Earth, which defied common sense. But he proved it using a new mathematics that he created out of nothing called calculus. He initiated the Industrial Revolution, the revolution of machines, the revolution of forces, all of that because one gentleman dared to ask a stupid question. Does the moon also fall? If apples fall, why not the moon? And so you begin to realize that, yes, stupid questions sometimes have a tremendous impact on world history. So if you have a question, why don't you give us a call? Once again, the hotline number is 612-564-8135. Or why don't you follow me on Facebook at Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and we have 1 million fans on Twitter. So join us on Twitter at, again, Michio Kaku. That's M-I-C-H-I-O. And you can also get some of my books. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, including Physics of the Impossible, about all the things you see in Star Trek, decoded, demystified, and presented in a way that is compatible with all known physics. Also, The Future of the Mind, talking about how we physicists are teasing apart telepathy, telekinesis, photographing dreams, extracting pictures from the brain. These were all once considered to be impossible, but hey, we do it now at some of the leading laboratories around the planet Earth. And who's funding that particular research? Well, you guessed it, the United States Pentagon. In fact, to the tune of $50 million, the Pentagon is offering a grant to those people who can invent a memory chip for our veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, not to mention the fact that we can now probe the mind itself, connect the brain to a computer. Anyway, all these developments are profiled in my book, The Future of the Mind. My latest book is about space travel, the future of humanity, talking about terraforming Mars. talking about going to the planets, one day perhaps even going to the stars. All of that, and find out more if you go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, well, let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
My name is Aiden, and I am 8 years old from the city of Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, and I have a question. We all know what would happen if the sun disappeared, but what happens if the moon disappears, not exploding and not colliding with our Earth? If it was just orbiting, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared, what would happen? Thank you, and I love your show.
Well, thank you. For an 8-year-old, you ask a very advanced question. In fact, a question that has haunted physicists and scientists for centuries. First of all, you alluded to the fact that, well, if the sun were to disappear, what would happen? We think it would take 8 minutes. 8 minutes for the shockwave of gravity to reach the planet Earth. Because light travels at the speed of light, of course, but gravity, we think, gravity waves also travel at the speed of light. And the Nobel Prize was recently given to some scientists who actually did that experiment with gravity waves from colliding black holes in outer space. Now, you ask a different question. What happens if the moon were to disappear immediately? Well, first of all, you'd realize that the moon is about 1 light second away. So if you shine a flashlight at the moon, how long would it take for some of the photons to reach the moon? About 1 second. So the shock wave of gravity would take about a second for it to reach the Earth. Now, initially, nothing much is going to happen, but of course, tidal forces will be affected. The tides on the planet Earth are created by the moon tugging on water on the planet Earth. So there are going to be some short-term effects in terms of tidal forces, but also some long-term effects. You see, first of all, the moon is leaving us. That's right, the moon is leaving us. It's leaving us at the rate of roughly 1 inch or so per year. We measure this. We can measure it by A, using Newton's laws of gravity, but also shooting a laser beam that bounces off a mirror on the moon left by the astronauts, and we can calculate how long it takes, and therefore we know that the moon is leaving us. Now, why should that be important? Because all these are due to tidal forces, gravitational forces of the moon acting on the Earth and the Earth acting on the moon. First of all, we need the moon. We need the moon to stabilize the Earth's orbit. It turns out that if you use Newton's laws of gravity over millions of years, eventually the Earth starts to wobble. In fact, it could wobble so much it could flip over, causing tremendous havoc and destruction on the planet Earth. But fortunately, the moon stabilizes the Earth, and so the Earth-Moon system tends to be rather stable. But if the moon were to disappear eventually on the long term, perhaps the Earth would begin to wobble. And if it ever flipped over, we're talking about perhaps the end of life as we know it on the planet Earth. So believe it or not, we actually need the moon, a large moon to stabilize the orbit of the planet Earth. Well, that's a rather advanced question for an 8-year-old, but keep it up. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My question is, if you had a God's eye view of the entire universe, would it be a cube, a sphere, or a donut? I think is also known as a torus, one of those three shapes. I'd like to go with the cube just because it seems the least likely. But what are your thoughts? That's my question. Lloyd in Tacoma, used to listen on KLAY.
Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll talk about a God's eye view of the universe. Well, once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And after the break, we'll talk about a God's eye view of the universe. Give us a call and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to be part of the March of Science, why don't you give us a call and ask a question or make a comment? The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Or join me on Twitter or Facebook at Michio Kaku. Find out what all the fun is about. Why should we scientists have all the fun? Why don't you just jump right in and be part of the March of Science? Okay, well, before the break, we had a very interesting question that I'm sure a lot of you had at a certain point in your life. If you were God, what would a God's eye view of the entire universe look like? Well, the short answer is we don't know. However, we can begin to assemble a lot of what the universe looks like using the Hubble Space Telescope. The Hubble Space Telescope has given us a bird's eye view of what the universe looks like through a telescope, if your telescope could see to the very edge of the known universe. But that's not enough. We want to go beyond that. We want to go beyond the visible universe to the invisible universe, to areas that you would have to have a starship that could go through warp drive to see. Then what would the universe look like? Well, we don't know. One possibility is that it's a sphere of some sort, a sphere that bends in the fourth dimension. So let me explain about that. A lot of people ask a simple question. If the Earth is part of a universe, the universe is expanding, then what is the universe expanding into? Well, that's a very good question. There are two ways to look at that. Let's take a sheet of paper made out of a rubber-like substance and then simply stretch it. By stretching it, the sheet of paper is still flat, but the distance between objects on that sheet of paper increases. That could be our universe. Our universe could be flat, but distances between objects is increasing. So what is the universe expanding into? It's expanding into itself. Now, another way to look at that is perhaps a sheet of paper is closed on itself into a sphere. And we are nothing but little bugs walking on the surface of the sphere. When we look around, the universe seems perfectly flat and three-dimensional, but actually it's bending in a higher dimension. And so in that sense, the universe is a hypersphere, a four-dimensional sphere, a sphere that we cannot see in its entirety because we are three-dimensional beings in a four-dimensional universe. Now, if you want to find out more about the fourth dimension, get a copy of my book, Hyperspace, where I even give you animations of what we physicists think these higher dimensions may look like. If you saw the movie Interstellar, a Hollywood movie starring Matthew McConaughey, remember the final scenes of that movie? In the final scenes of that movie, Matthew McConaughey is floating in a world of mysterious geometric figures. That's the fourth dimension. That was an attempt by Hollywood to represent hyperspace on a movie screen. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Eduardo from Los Angeles, and my question is, what's so special about the dark side of the moon?
Well, a lot of people ask that question. First of all, there's really no such thing as the dark side of the moon, because the moon does have a day and a night. So there is a dark side only temporarily, but there is a day and a night on the moon. So what do we mean by the so-called dark side? What you really mean is the far side of the moon. Now, when you think of the moon right now, old man moon right now. That's the same man in the moon that you saw ever since you were a child. The same man in the moon, or in Asia they call it the rabbit in the moon, never changes because one side always faces the Earth. That means that the moon's orbit is synchronized to the Earth by something that is called tidal locking. This happens when the moon gets very close to the planet Earth and tidal forces between the Earth and the moon lock the moon in step with the planet Earth. So one day on the moon is 30 Earth days. In 30 Earth days, the moon goes completely around the Earth and makes one revolution from its point of view. So one day on the moon is 1 month on the planet Earth. So there's no such thing as the permanently dark side of the moon. However, there is a far side of the moon which we've never seen until we had the space program. I remember when the Russians first photographed the backside of the moon, the far side, many people said, aha, it's a hoax. It's total garbage. It's nonsense. Because you see, we've never seen the far side of the moon, so we couldn't compare it with anything at all. Well, now we realize, of course, the Russians really did. They really did photograph the far side of the moon for the first time. It wasn't just a communist trick. Yes, they really did it. And when you see it, you realize that the far side of the moon is very different from the familiar moon that we see every night. First of all, we have lava flows on the moon that we see, giving us the illusion that there's a man in the moon. The far side of the moon does not have these lava flows. is pockmarked more or less uniformly with one gigantic crater toward the southern part of the moon. So the moon looks quite different from the front and the back. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Keith Wagner, 102 The Bear in Abilene, Texas. And my question is, along the lines of black holes, it has recently been brought to my attention that perhaps space can be viewed in a 2D type of plane. Could there have been objects floating in space that were large enough to bypass each other to start a gravitational pull, such as a whirlpool in an ocean, and without any opposing forces on it, be able to grow, since we have not actually been able to go inside a black hole?
Well, you ask an interesting question because, well, the short answer is we don't know. First of all, we've never sent a probe to a black hole. They're very distant, many light years from the planet Earth. The largest black hole is at the center of the galaxy. It weighs 3 to 5 million times the mass of our sun. So we really don't know what happens to these black holes, the inside, the outside. It's all speculation. However, we do have computer simulations of all these things. For example, colliding black holes, what happens if objects fall into a black hole. And with computers, we can more or less reconstruct the various hypothetical events that you mentioned. For example, what happens if two black holes collide with each other? You can actually see that on the internet. You can Google it. We have computer animations of the mathematics of two black holes getting closer and closer until they rotate around each other. Finally, they collide in a cataclysmic explosion, resulting in, perhaps, another larger black hole. Now, we have a spiral galaxy, that's our Milky Way galaxy. One day it's going to collide with Andromeda, a neighboring galaxy, which is bigger than our galaxy. And the two black holes at the center of our galaxy and Andromeda will collide. At that point, they'll merge into a gigantic black hole, and the two spiral galaxies will probably merge into an elliptical galaxy. So we think that the elliptical galaxies that we see in the universe are the byproduct of the collision of two smaller black holes. Now, then the other question is, what happens if you fall into a black hole? What happens then? Well, there's a problem. Computer programs can only trace the motion of objects falling into a black hole up to a point. At that point, Einstein's equations become unreliable. And therefore, we can't trust them. And therefore, the short answer is, we don't know. Quantum effects start to dominate, and Einstein's theory does not have the quantum theory inside of it. So, in other words, you can't trust these equations as objects go right through to the very center of the black hole. Now, if you take the mathematics and run the math forward, you find that the black hole gives you a gateway to a parallel universe. But whether or not that gateway survives quantum corrections, well, you tell me. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump visited the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta for an update on the spreading threat of the coronavirus, which has killed 14 Americans to date, and praised the scientists' efforts there. Trump also said that many people are getting better on their own, and that could be keeping the numbers down.
It is big, vast land of ours, this great country of ours, we have 240 cases. Most of those people are going to be fine.
President Trump also said he had no plans to cancel any of his upcoming rallies. President Trump announced on Twitter that Mick Mulvaney is out as acting White House Chief of Staff and top Trump ally Mark Meadows is in. As for Mulvaney, he will become the U.S. Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. Mulvaney's departure is not entirely unexpected, and the possibility of departure had been speculated as the impeachment chapter drew to a close. To stay up to date, listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here's your chance to ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and perhaps one day you can get on Science Fantastic. So, give us a call. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Lee from Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. I was listening to your program, and you said that do you believe that there are 11 dimensions? And I'm curious what they are. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question for which I hope to one day unravel. First of all, we live in a three-dimensional universe. We can go forward, backward, left, right, up, and down. And with three numbers, you can locate any object in the universe. I live in Manhattan, for example. And if you want to meet someone in Manhattan, you can tell them, meet me on 42nd Street at the corner of 5th Avenue on the 30th floor. So three numbers allow you to identify any point on the planet Earth. And then if you say 12 o'clock, meet me at noontime, with four numbers, you can specify any event in the universe, from the farthest star to the tip of your nose. With four numbers, you can specify any event in the known universe. But then you ask yourself another question. Why three? Why four? There's nothing magical about them. If you talk to a mathematician, if three or four are magical, they'll say, nah, they're very ordinary numbers, not mathematical at all. So why do we live in a three-dimensional universe? I like to think of it this way. When I was a child, we used to go to the Japanese tea garden in San Francisco, and I would spend hours looking at the fish in a shallow pond. And I asked myself, what would it be like to be a fish? Well, if you're a fish, your eyes point to the side. You can only see two dimensions. The pond is very shallow. You can swim forward, backward, left, right. But the concept of up into the third dimension was totally alien to the fish. And I imagined there was a scientist down there in the fish. And I could reach down and grab the scientist fish and lift them into the world of up. The third dimension. Well, scientists, of course, would always say, bah, humbug. There's no such thing as the third dimension. The pond is everything there is. But when I lifted them into the third dimension, what would they see? They would see beings breathing without water. Beings moving without water. A new law of physics, a new law of biology. So they would say to themselves, my God, I'm moving in another world, a world beyond the familiar two dimensions of the pond. Well, now many physicists believe, though we cannot prove, that we are the fish, that we spend all our time in three dimensions, moving forward, backward, left, right, up, down, refusing to believe that there's a world of up. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And then after the break, I'll talk about what would it be like to enter the world of up, to enter hyperspace. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to be part of the fun, then give us a call and ask away. The number to call is 625-648-1135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call, and the call was to explain what is the 11th dimension, why is it important, and what would it be like to live in the 11th dimension? Well, first of all, we're not sure, but we have a theory called string theory. String theory is what I do for a living. And if you watch, for example, the Big Bang Theory on TV, Sheldon Cooper, the nerdy physicist on that show, he works on string theory. And if you follow the movies, there's an Oscar-winning movie called The Theory of Everything about the life of the late Stephen Hawking. And that movie is about the theory of everything, which we think is string theory. In fact, I spoke at a conference once on string theory that Stephen organized in Cambridge, and I gave a talk about string theory when I was in the United Kingdom. Well, it turns out that in string theory, we live not just in four dimensions, but 11 dimensions. That freaks some people out. Sounds like science fiction, but it's pure mathematics. And then the other question is, where do these other dimensions go? If we live in a three-dimensional universe, but the universe was originally 11-dimensional, then what happened to these other dimensions? Well, the short answer is we don't know, but one possibility is that they curled up. If I take a sheet of paper, it's two-dimensional, but if I roll it up into a tube, it becomes essentially one-dimensional. So when you roll up a dimension, it essentially disappears. So we think, therefore, that at the beginning of time, the original universe was 11-dimensional. But in this 11-dimensional universe, bubbles began to form, and these bubbles had a lower dimensionality. In fact, they were three-dimensional. So we think that out of the chaos of the Big Bang, the original bang took place in 11 dimensions. But our universe is a bubble floating in this multiverse of universes, and it's in the lower dimension because these other dimensions have curled up. Now, we can't prove it, We're building atom smashers like the Large Hadron Collider that may one day prove this theory. But at the present time, it's still unproven. But if you want to know more about this, then why don't you get a copy of my books? I have a book called Hyperspace and also a book called Parallel Worlds, which talks about what I do for a living. I'm one of the co-founders of String Field Theory, so find out about all this excitement by getting a copy of my books, Hyperspace, and also Parallel Worlds. Okay, moving on. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is December Blue. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. I have a question. I've always wondered about the darkness of space. What is beyond the darkness of space? And do you ever think that we will be able to go beyond the blackness of space? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that is really hard to answer because it goes to all the different paradoxes that we scientists have dealt with. So the question is, what's out there? Is the universe finite or is it infinite? That is, well, one day we hit a brick wall. Is there an edge to the universe? And the short answer is, we don't know. The leading theory is inflationary universe. We think there was a turbocharged explosion at the instant of the Big Bang. And if you calculate the curvature of the universe, we want to know whether it's finite, in which case the universe is a sphere of some sort, or perhaps it's infinite, in which case it simply keeps on going forever. Well, it turns out that the information we have shows that the universe is very flat, meaning that either we live in a sphere of some sort, but it's huge, absolutely gigantic, or the universe is simply infinite. So the short answer is, we don't know. Now, the other question is, where is the farthest star? Well, we have telescopes that can take us to distant stars, and we have a time machine because you're looking into the past. And we'll talk more about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and you can get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And all we ask is a favor. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. And when you call that number, you'll get a recording. And why not put your kids on national radio? Have them ask that homework question that leaves you stumped. So the next time you're at the dinner table and your kids ask you a science question from homework, why not have the answer put on national radio? Well, anyway, before the break, we had a question about the darkness of the universe. What lies beyond the darkness? Well, it depends on what you mean by the darkness. First of all, if you look into the night sky, you're looking at the past. You're looking at things as they were years, millions of years into the past. For example, when you look in the mirror, you're not really looking at your face as it really is. You've never seen your face as it really is. You're looking at your face as it was about a billionth of a second ago, because that's what it takes for life to go from your face to the mirror back to your eyeball again. So when you look at the stars, the distant stars, you're looking at what they were like millions of years ago. The Hubble Space Telescope looks at the very edge of the visible universe and finds blackness. What is beyond the blackness? The radiation of the Big Bang. It's in the microwave range now. The Big Bang is cooled down to the microwave range. And so if you had microwave eyes, if your eyes could somehow see microwave radiation, what would you see? A fireball. And if you want to see that fireball, go to NASA.gov, Google COBE, C-O-B-E, the COBE satellite, and you can actually see the microwave explosion of the Big Bang itself. In some sense, we have baby pictures of the infant universe. So why is the night sky black at all? It's black because there was a beginning. There was a cutoff. If there was no beginning, the night sky should be white. But no, the night sky is black because there was a beginning. And then the next question you're going to ask me is, what lies beyond the Big Bang itself? Well, we're not sure about this, of course, but we think that ultimately there's probably an umbilical cord of some sort, an umbilical cord that connects our infant baby universe to a parent universe to simulate, to give us a multiverse of universes. So our universe may actually exist with other universes in outer space. And again, to find out more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds. Okay, moving on now, let's go on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is James Kiever. I'm calling from Severn, Maryland. I do have a science question that has always bothered me, and here it is. So on Earth, we perceive when we're standing still that we're not moving, that we're standing still. But in actuality, the Earth is rotating and it's spinning around the sun and the universe is expanding. And so we are actually moving at an incredible velocity. If that expansion were to change, either slow down or speed up, would time change? Because time is relative to movement. And if it does, would we perceive that? How long am I actually on this Earth? And is it close to what I perceive, or is it scientifically very different than what I perceive? All right, cool. Thank you.
Well, let me take a crack at that question. First of all, you're absolutely right that we are moving at tremendous velocities, even by doing nothing. The Earth is 24,000 miles in circumference. There are 24 hours in a day. So in one day, you go 24,000 miles, or in other words, per hour, you travel 1,000 miles. Believe it or not, you travel at 1,000 miles per hour. And there's even a science fiction story about this. H.G. Wells had a science fiction story where a man somehow was given godlike powers. He could get any wish and have it come true. So one day he got drunk and he simply wished that the Earth would stop. Such a simple wish. That set off chaos because all of a sudden the Earth was spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. All of a sudden trees, buildings, people were thrown into the void of the vacuum of space. And he was basically dooming all of humanity and the Earth itself by causing the Earth to stop spinning. Well, just before he died, he said, I have one last wish, and I wish everything were back to normal again. Well, that's a very interesting story, but how true is it if you could stop the Earth? Well, first of all, the Earth goes around its own axis, as we said, at 1,000 miles an hour, but the Earth goes around the Sun. And the Sun goes around the Milky Way, and the Milky Way goes around the Virgo supercluster, and the Virgo supercluster goes around the next supercluster of galaxies, and things are rotating within rotating within rotating objects. And so how fast are you really moving at all? Well, according to Newton, you are traveling with respect to an absolute frame, so you can say exactly how fast are you moving. Einstein says no. There is no absolute frame at all. So how fast are you really moving? And the answer is, it depends. It depends on the answer to, with respect to what? With respect to what are you moving? And so there's no simple answer to your question, because there is no simple answer to the question, is there absolute motion? Einstein would say no. Now, you can look at dark energy, the energy of the Big Bang itself. That seems to be the best you can do to find an absolute frame of reference. But according to Einstein, there really is no answer to the question, can you really tell how fast you're moving? Well, unfortunately, our time is up. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic, and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Here's your chance. Here's your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you. You can ask that question and ask it on national radio. Again, 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.